Okay, sit up straight, knees on the ground, base of the spine on your cushions, shoulders back, spine straight, head up, gently sway backwards and forwards just to find when your spine is in alignment with the energy in the center of the universe, from side to side, feeling when that energy from the center of the earth and the center of the universe are in alignment with your spine. When the energy from the center of the earth, which comes out of the surface of the earth at right angles, at every point on the earth's surface, when your spine is square to the surface of the earth, when you have squared the circle, when the energy has slowed down your mind, created a space in which there are no thoughts, gently place your hands together. Send your energy down the front of the body into the center of the earth, making contact with the atomic fire in the very center of the earth, feeling the flare-up of the black oil as it comes to the base of your spine, over the top of your head, down the front of the body, circulating the energy, feeling that connection with your foundation, which is the earth itself. The earth is an angel, a very high angel, and it is evolving. For many, many years, the trees, like aerials, used to reach up into the sky to bring down the energy of God to evolve this planet Earth. For many, many millions of years, the plants and the trees performed that function. And now, much more energy, an exponential rise in the energy of God is needed to come down to the planet. So this planet created another mechanism whereby it could bring down the energy of God to raise its vibration, to evolve. And that mechanism is called a human being. And as the number of human beings increase, so the number of trees fall. All part of a necessary expansion of consciousness. Out with the old, in with the new. As human beings become more transparent to the energy of the universe, so this planet will become a planet of love. This society will become a society of love. And every human being will become loving, connected with the whole, performing their function and evolving themselves as all their blockages are dissipated, as all of their selfishness disappears, as they become connected to the universe itself, as they become a part of that entity which is called God. So stretching out your energy down the front of your bodies into the center of the earth, keep that connection 24 hours a day, breathing down all the negativity which you previously have absorbed, and use that negativity as fuel for your evolution, sweeping that energy around the body, taking away all the blockages, going down to the center of the earth periodically to burn away all your dross, all that which is not gold. keeping that connection with the center of the earth, feel that energy coming up your spine, and this time, instead of going over the top of your head, I would like you to send that golden stream of energy into the atmosphere above you. Thin golden stream going upwards, past the clouds, out of the atmosphere itself, and above, onto the stars. Feeling that connection with the center of the earth, send that energy from the center of the earth up your spine, out of the top of your head, and out of the solar system, past all the planets, away from the sun. And this solar system is just a very small solar system in the outer arm of the Milky Way, a vast galaxy containing billions of stars, stars like dust above your head. We're breathing in the golden energy of our aura. We're sending it down to the center of the earth. We're feeling that energy flowing out of the center of the earth, up our spines, out of the solar system, out of the Milky Way, and in towards the center of the universe. And as we travel in towards the center of the universe, of this vast universe composed of billions of galaxies, each one containing billions of stars. So, in the center of the universe, there is a vast, gigantic central sun, brighter than 10,000 suns. And we can start to see this star above our heads, and feel its energy, and feel its light. And as we do so, we feel that energy flowing down the front of our bodies into the center of the earth, raising the spiritual energy of the earth, making ourselves more transparent to the flow. And as that energy goes down to the center of the earth, so it explodes and goes up our spine into the center of the universe. And we're traveling further and further in towards the center of the universe. And as we get closer to that central spiritual sun, so it gets brighter and more intense and more hot. And that flow of energy increases down the front of our bodies, into the center of the earth, flowing around the circuit of energy of the macrocosmic orbit. Until we get into the outer atmosphere of the star, surrounded by white light, fizzing with its intensity, feeling that energy flowing down the center of the earth and up the spine into the center of the universe. And as we go further into the interior of the sun, so that energy increases, the brightness increases, lightning around us, fizzing, bright lightning white. And we stay there in the center of the sun, of our soul itself, living from that position of energy and of height, with nothing in our conscious minds, except that we are receiving the energy of the universe, and everything is functioning as it should. The earth is gratefully accepting our gift, and we are accepting gently, gratefully, the gift of the universe itself, its energy, its connection, being a part of a greater whole, feeling that every member of humanity is connected in the same way, feeling that the earth is connected through millions and billions of separate souls, each one of them learning how to connect in their particular way. In the center of the central spiritual sun, there is a doorway which is blue. I want you to find that doorway and open it, and find yourself in a blue tube going higher and higher in towards the monad. Higher and higher, going up that tube, higher and higher, seeing that bright light, blue light above you, entering into the monad. Feeling the energy flowing down the front of the body into the center of the earth. A higher frequency, a more intense, yet more quiet experience. then, in the center of the monad, a black door. And as we open it, we enter into a black, totally black tube, but just above us, we see this brilliant white light in the darkness. And we move towards the light, dying of the light, feeling that energy flowing down, strengthening, purifying, energizing into the center of the earth, higher into the Logos itself, resting there in that height, that purity, working from that position, from that energy, from that intelligence, from that truth. And now we want to make a permanent energetic connection between us and the center of the universe. And I want you to imagine that out of the top of your head there is a tower or a pyramid or something, a building, that you have been creating for many lifetimes. I want you to see that building, and I want you to repair it and build it higher, right into the center of the universe, and then higher through the blue door into the monad, and then higher through the black door into the center of the Logos itself, making it beautiful, making it absolutely unassailable, making it strong, building it out of only the finest materials and beauty. Knowing that we only need to take one step higher, creating in our active imagination that which needs to be built. difference. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Emptiness, nothing, is God. Form is the earth. The two are inseparably connected. Make that inseparable connection, the Antikarana, part of yourself. Know that all the saints live from the center of the universe. They live from the highest heart, Prajna Paramita. And yet, the two are inseparably connected. We just have to find ways of bringing that energy down to the earth, to evolve, to energize, to improve. The technology of change. Your height is the height of your evolution. The higher you can go, the more intensity of energy you can reach. The more you are connected, the more of that energy you can bring down into the earth. Whenever you do that, you get a little bit as well. Whatever you do, it becomes informed with the energy of God.